My name is Lauren Garcia Chance, and I have a confession. I am a Pinterest addict, but I love finding ways to be able to reuse the waste that's laying around my house, like old tires, and turn them into garden beds or old pallets and making benches out of them. Often gardeners and growers face the same problems because they use excess fertilizers that aren't necessary. The nitrogen and phosphorus that are applied to their plants instead only wash off in the next watering. These excess nitrogen and phosphorus byproducts then enter our waterways, and they cause problems like algal bloom, fish kills, and other ecological issues. Also, they cause problems because the growers cannot reuse this water in their own systems. This is therefore creating issues, especially as we enter into a time when drought is becoming highly prevalent. Finding alternatives to treat this water so that growers can then use it in their own production is something that my research is aiming to accomplish. One option for this is floating treatment wetlands. Floating treatment wetlands utilize a mat that floats on the surface of the water, very similar to like a yoga mat, and it provides a surface for plants to float on the surface with the shoots above the water and the roots below the water. The roots are then able to filter, take up, and process the nutrients that are within that water, the nitrogen and phosphorus that's running off of our production facilities. My first goal of my research was to look at how much of this nitrogen and phosphorus was taken up over time. So how much nitrogen does a plant take up within a week? How much does it take up within a month? While my conclusions were very exciting in terms of how much these plants can take up, it also found a downside. These plants follow a life cycle where they grow and they grow and then they begin to senesce and die. Well, just as they grow and they senesce, their nutrient uptake follows this. And as they enter that senescence period, they begin to release those nutrients back into the water. Well, this is a little counterproductive to what we're looking for. However, rather than looking at my pond as half empty, I decided to look at it as half full. You see, I thought, why can't we use this waste, these nitrogen and phosphorus byproducts, and instead turn them into something good? So I began to look at the opportunities that were available for using these plants as an actual product that we would harvest at their uptake and their peak, and then that the growers could turn around and sell to their consumers. Sounds like a pretty great idea, especially considering the fact that floating treatment wetlands need no extra water, no extra fertilization, no soil. What? That sounds like a great production method on some extra square footage that growers are otherwise currently not using. So I set out and found that certain plants that you and I already have in our backyard, such as iris and canna and certain ornamental grasses, perform fantastic in our floating treatment wetland, removing up to 4 grams per meter squared of nitrogen within just an 8-week period. The growers can then remove those plants, transplant them into containers, and then turn a profit very quickly. So perhaps my Pinterest addict paid off after all.